Well, it's absolutely not a surprise. Whoever heard of anyone asked whether they wanted to repay their debts, saying, yes, I do. If there's half a chance of opting for no, of course they're going to do so.
What is it that Icelanders object to?
Well, this is a rather complicated situation, one where there's a hybrid of legal issues and macro political pressures being brought to bear on the Icelandic people. But in the midst of it all, there is an awful lot of populist anger, particularly following Alistair Darling's decision in October 2008 to stick the bank behind Icesave, Landsbanki, and the Icelandic government onto a list of officially financially sanctioned regimes alongside the likes of North Korea, Al Qaeda, Burma, etc.
How will the result of this referendum affect Iceland's repayment?
If you believe the Icelandic government, who have effectively boycotted the referendum themselves, they say this is a referendum about an agreement that is out of date. They are already close to hearing a more favourable deal from their perspective. So they will be hoping that this referendum means nothing at all. Certainly, the issue doesn't go away. I know that a lot of grassroots campaigners in Iceland were partying hard on Saturday night as this result became clearer and clearer.
And what kind of deals are being discussed?
Well, it's important to isolate what are the key points of dispute here. In a way, we're talking about very, very big numbers. There was about £6 billion deposited by UK savers in iSave. About £4 billion of those were retail deposits. That was deposits that were made by ordinary savers who believed that that their deposits came with a guarantee, partly from the UK FSA-sponsored scheme and partly from the Icelandic government-sponsored scheme. That's the Icelandic element has proven to be inadequate. And for that reason, the UK Treasury stepped in and offered, well, forced the Icelandic government effectively to take a loan to cover their guarantee. And it's that loan and a similar loan from the Dutch government that is at issue. So, I mean, that's if you've stayed with that explanation, it's a very sort of involved technical story and certainly a difficult one to have an emotive referendum on.